This interview is being conducted with First Lieutenant Roger E. Davis by Gunnery Sergeant Floyd N. Jordan at Marine Corps Schools, Quantico, Virginia, on 11 January 1966. The subject of this interview is civic actions conducted by a tank battalion and is unclassified. Would you please state your name, grade, and service number?
Roger E. Davis, First Lieutenant, 087-759.
Lieutenant Davis, what were your duty assignments while you were in Vietnam?
I was a platoon commander, an intelligence officer, / civic affairs officer.
What period did you serve in these billets?
I served from May to June as a platoon commander, and from June till November as S2 and civil affairs officer.
1965, sir?
1965.
Where were you physically located within Vietnam during this period?
For 2 months, I was located in the Wei Phu Bai area, and for 4 months in the Da Nang area.
The civic action measures that were used by the tank battalion, as you were the civic affairs officer in conjunction with being the S2, would you discuss some of the civic action measures that were actually employed or used by the tank battalion?
Well, we started out on the first day the battalion established its CP in the Da Nang area with civil affairs by giving medical aid to some local inhabitants, some people we had to move to make way for the command post, and they came to us with children, or one child who had had a grenade wound and hadn't been tended for a while, and this more or less started our civil affairs program. We then sort of eased into it by daily medical aid, light medical aid to the surrounding people around the command post area. This aid increased as we got a battalion doctor with us, and not only did the aid increase, but also the area with which we operated increased. We took in more hamlets than we had previously. After our medical effort, we tried a little different approach by attempting to help the people around our area with their school. We got them two blackboards. We when I left, we were working on putting a cement floor into their school, and we were attempting to get some tin for their roof. We also procured food from the Catholic Relief Society and distributed it in the area. We put in a request to USOM, that's the United States Overseas Mission, to dig two wells for the hamlet that was in our area. And we put in requisitions for cement, school supplies, and other various things that went with the Division Civil Affairs Program.
How much actual contact with USOM representatives did you have as a civic affairs officer, sir?
Well, specifically, I had about 3 days contact with them at a seminar where they gave us quite a bit of advice. This was USOM. Now, the USIS, or as it is now, Just POW agent, I had contact with 4 or 5 times getting reading materials for the Vietnamese people that were around our area there, getting school books and just plain entertainment items for them.
Do you feel then that there was a beneficial contact made with the USOM or USIS representatives, the benefit that you actually saw the results of?
We saw the results of the USIS more than USOM, but then you have to realize that USOM is engaged with the national government too, and anything they do has to be approved through Saigon and through more channels than USIS does. USIS has more on-hand material than USOM does. But it was beneficial. They have quite an organization to help out the people over there. They have quite a source of supply.
How large an area was the tank battalion itself involved in civic action? Just would you give an estimate of how large an area you were directly involved with?
Well, to begin with, we operated in our immediate vicinity, around our immediate perimeter. There were, well, two hamlets, one very extensive one and one smaller one that we took care of. And as I said earlier, as we went along and we got a doctor who could do more work for us, we increased our radius until we operated sometimes on the eastern side of the Da Nang River. And I think we encompassed about five hamlets. When I left the area, we were operating in about five different hamlets.
Is there any advice or recommendations that you'd have for anyone who would be going over, who might become a civic affairs officer, that you think would benefit him?
Well, one thing we have to remember as far as the civil affairs program goes in Vietnam is the fact that the whole thing is geared to get the Vietnamese government working, to get their machinery going as far as the rural population goes. So if we go over there and do all this ourselves, take it out of the pockets of the Marine Corps and have the Marines do all the work and scrounge up our own gear to get the Vietnamese people, we have, in effect, accomplished nothing. Our basic purpose is to get the government to get out into the countryside and work with these people and have them do the jobs. We send over, I don't know how many millions of dollars a year in aid to Vietnam, and it's this equipment and supplies that have to be funneled out of the Saigon red tape area and into the countryside. This is the biggest problem now. So anything that has to be done as far as the people are concerned should be done on a Vietnamese government level with the corresponding advisory officer taking a hand in the affair. But it has to be done through the Vietnamese government, not on our own. We have to make them work, not us.
Portion of the period covered here, you were a platoon commander within a tank platoon or tank company. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, I was.
Would you have any personal contact or knowledge of the use of the track vehicles themselves, sir?
Yes, rather extensive. As a platoon commander in the Wei Fubai area, we did quite a bit of operating. Vietnam isn't exactly all rice paddy and swamp, as some people tend to think. There is good operating terrain in the Wei Fubai area and also in the Da Nang area if you go out and look for it, or, well, you don't have to look for it in certain places. Of course, it depends on what you call operating terrain.
Well, generally speaking, the traffic ability of the terrain, at least in the Fubang area, is suitable for tank employment.
It's suitable, yes. There are a few little difficulties you have to overcome, but it's good. It's better than most places out in the Far East.
Were there any logistics problems encountered within the tank platoon, such as maintenance or availability of repair parts?
Well, of course, we carry our own maintenance support in the form of a tank mechanic, but we did have trouble getting spare parts. We're getting different usage in Vietnam than we had prior to the time going down there. Certain items that would get blown away by mines were not highly stocked because it never happened before, and it was hard to get them. And certain other things were getting more wear than they normally got because of the extensive operations we did. For example, sprockets. In this type of thing, we had a hard time getting some. It was pretty tough getting replacement parts. I don't think it was due to the fact they didn't have them. I think it was due to the shipping tie-up.
Do you feel this was an abnormal amount of time lost in with the waiting for spare parts?
Well, we didn't exactly wait. We jury-rigged when possible, and we operated the vehicle if we could. It was we would deadline it if it had to be. But under different situations, you do different things.
Well, did you find that there were any special types of training that was required by your crewmen, or was the basic teachings of the Marine Corps as far as track vehicle crewmen concerned, is this still sound, or were there specific areas which you had to makeshift or add to?
No, the training they had was extremely sufficient. One small item would of training that might be included would be a sort of passive mind defense, where you took precautions in driving and did a little better scouting job of the roads before going through a certain going through a certain area. But this would be about the only thing we were, well, I don't want to say deficient, the only thing that we could use maybe a little more training than we have had.
Thank you very much, sir.